Prince of Wales Island is losing a well-known player in the cultural and scientific world. Archaeologist Terry Fifield has decided to leave Alaska and relocate to the White Mountain National Forest in New Hampshire. As KRBD's Jay Marble reports, Fifield is widely admired for his handling of sensitive cultural matters.
Fifield does like to talk about archaeology, the things it reveals about ancient people, the changing climate. He says when he first got into this business, he had a principle in his thinking. He wasn't going to worry about money, and he was going to have fun. He says that's the way it turned out. He says almost everybody has an interest in archaeology, and they often want to discuss their views and ideas.
Archaeology as a profession is something that you can talk to everybody about, and so there's always a topic of conversation to get into with people. Lots of people want to talk to you because they've had some experience, or they have an idea, or they have seen something that they want to talk about. And so it's great. It ties you into people. It ties you into history. The trick with me, I think, is to make it relevant to the present and the future. And that being able to do that, I think, really keeps people intrigued too.
Fifield became the archaeologist for both districts on Prince of Wales Island. The last 15 or so years have involved him in some very exciting finds. In 1994, Fifield was supervising an employee named Dave Putnam. They were looking for old raised marine beaches, part of an effort to study sea level changes. They were on state land on the Thorn River when Putnam discovered fabric sticking out of the bank. They had the material dated, and it turned out to be the oldest fabric ever discovered in the Pacific Northwest.
It turned out to be about 6,000 years old, and that was my first involvement in a really significant find, and that put us in touch with a lot of different archaeologists up and down the coast, with the public through the media, with the state of Alaska because it was on state land, not on Forest Service land, and with the native community because we went for help and tried to share that information as broadly as we could.
Seeking help and assistance from the native community is something that Fifield did often. Millie Schoonover is a past president of the Craig Community Association, a local tribal group. She remembers when Fifield first arrived and started meeting with the tribes and asking about how he could best go about doing his work.
And boy, let me tell you, we are definitely going to miss him. He's going to be a great loss as far as working with tribal people. You couldn't ask for a better person.
Terry Fifield will leave Prince of Wales Island in early July. I'm Jay Marble.